The title of my talk is Intimations of Global Law. So let me parse that into the global law and the intimations. First, the notion of global law is an idea of the law which is no longer organized into, on the one hand, the special jurisdictions of the state, the domestic law of this or that country, and on the other hand, international law, the law between states. The idea of global law is of a law which somehow is both globally extensive, it has no external boundaries, it covers everything and everywhere, and also a law which has no internal boundaries. It's not necessarily bounded between states. It covers areas of law, whether it be trade law or environmental law or global administrative law, etc., which runs between states. So it's the idea of the global interconnectedness of law, which is at the centre of it. And the notion of this being something intimated is to say that I'm not arguing that we actually exist in a world which has a fully formed, uncontroversial body of global law. What I'm saying is that in various areas of law we have intimations of globality. We have a sense, we have a sign of the development of law within a global frame of reference. People start talking about the global rule of law, or the jus gentium, the law of the peoples, or global constitutional law, or global administrative law, or global trade law, and we have global law schools and global law courses. So there's a sense, as an intimation and an aspiration of global law there.
Is it increasing? Is it becoming more prevalent?
Very much so, yes. I mean, I think it's becoming more prevalent both as a matter of legal doctrine and legal institutions. We have more global institutions and global doctrines. But we also have more self-conscious use of the language of globality. We have global law schools in NYU and New York. You know, we have a global league of law schools which covers law schools from all five continents. We have global law journals. We have in Holland, for example, now that they have law degrees where people actually do the global degree first and then they do the domestic degree afterwards, which is very innovative, as opposed to simply doing English law or Scots law and then doing your master's in some sort of area of international law or global law. Their idea is that the basic framework of legal education is global, and then you go from global to local, whereas in the history of law we've always gone from local to global.
But then can you do it if even these days every country, most countries, have completely different jurisdictions?
I think you need both. I don't think any of these people are saying that you can do global law without local law. What they're saying is that you can't do local law without global law. And they're making a kind of bet, a gambit, that somehow the basic framework is best understood. For example, think of human rights law. Do you really better understand human rights law if you start by looking at the UK Human Rights Act? Or do you better understand it if you start by looking at the UN Charter of Human Rights? Do you better understand trade law by looking at local mercantile or commercial law? Or do you better understand it by looking at the World Trade Organization and then going down into specifics? So I guess what they're saying is that law as much floats from the global to the local as it floats from the local to the global. Now, whether or not, nevertheless, we have very, very entrenched practices and traditions within law. I once remember arriving at an airport, I think it was in Helsinki, and the logo, which I subsequently discovered that someone had paid thousands of pounds for, it was the largest law business in Finland, and it was global business, local law. So it was still that sense that somehow law, we felt better about it if it was more familiar, if it was more local. What we're doing is that we're overcoming what would be hundreds of years of entrenched tradition of thinking of law in more local ways. But it is happening. I think that's a very interesting trend.
It's something today's law students need to know about.
Yes, you know, and I think they do. I mean, I think, you know, compared to the law student that I was 30-odd years ago, you know, I had to basically change my mindset. I learned Scots law, and then I learned European law, and then I learned international law. I don't think today's law students think in these terms. you know, I think they think that their law syllabus is as much about transnational law as it is about national law. Think about European law, for example. When I studied European law, I studied a block subject called European law. People might still do that, but what they'll also do is that within family law, they'll be looking at European directives. Within labour law, they'll be looking at European directives, etc. So the transnational or the global aspect of law is becoming more, in a sense, more central, more familiar. You know, there are still points, as I say, where people, you know, hang on to what they know and they try to kind of repatriate their notions of law. But I think there's a very much a trend in another direction as well.